This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
Hey, sorry, why don't you just have a seat. Aaron, Japes and I want to talk to you. Sorry, this is hard as
this
your host,
so
as your podcast host, this is hard, but we're looking under your bed and we found some riddles. Now,
and
we're
not mad. We're not mad. And you did nothing wrong.
Disappointed.
We're more disappointed than mad.
We're more disappointed than mad.
There are no good riddles.
Don't be embarrassed.
Or if you want to do riddles, do them with us.
And if you have questions, we want you to ask.
Yeah. And I hope you're using protection.
I hope you're using protection.
And if you want to talk about anything, email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. No weird sex stuff, just riddles.
Just riddles. And if you're thinking about trying and doing riddles, honestly, I'd rather you do them at home.
Yeah, we would just
to drive
be
all
safe.
Over town.
That's what I said just moments ago.
With riddles and just reiterating.
And I'm going to be the first to say this. If you're going to do riddles, we would rather you do them at home.
Yeah, I already said that.
But we love you.
We love you so much.
We're just a little bit disappointed that you're doing riddles because riddles are bad.
And we support you.
And we love you and we support you. But we'll never be able to see you the same way again, if that makes sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm,
that does make sense.
So.
Riddles are bad.
Here. It's some porn. We want you to go up to your room.
Here's some cocaine.
And we want you to pour the cocaine on the porn.
And then drink a beer.
Have fun.
Okay, no more riddles.
Have fun.
Have safe
good,
fun.
Good, clean, safe.
And JPC, are you old man puzzles today?
And I'm your dad, JPC.
Mm-hmm.
We have to introduce ourselves. I'm your dad, JPC.
I'm your lamp, Aaron.
And I'm your Uncle Kitty Cat. Bye.
Yes, everyone knows this podcast is hosted by JPC, Aaron, and Kitty Cat. Bye.
I mean, Aaron said she was a lamp. Come on.
Everyone knew I was a lamp.
I love
a lamp with a wig. The wig melted under the lamp.
Does the wig match the lamp?
Ooh.
I think the new catchphrase for this show is no weird sex stuff, just riddles.
Good point.
Just so you know, we are going to get emails with weird sex
stuff. No, don't. Seriously, guys, don't. I'm going to freak out if you do that.
I read these emails. Also, you know, a few weeks ago, maybe like a month ago on the show, we asked people to send us some proposal stories, and people sent us their proposal stories. Some of them were pretty fun.
Any standouts?
One of them in particular was awful. Like, they did a bad job, and they are lucky that their partner said yes to their proposal. But man, oh man, yeah, proposal stories. They were a lot of fun. Thank you so much for sending them in. If you did send them in, and I cannot stress this enough. Do not send us weird sex stuff.
If you do, I'm gonna post your email on the internet and tell people to find you and destroy you.
We'll dox you
along with pictures of your feet.
No more jokes and pictures about my feet. Goodbye.
pictures about your feet?
Yes.
Aaron just walked through the desk.
Yeah, I'm walking over this escalator that gets out of the studio. Bye, guys.
I will be honest.
On the escalator going up,
now
you guys.
She's base jumping off the top of this mall.
See you later.
Do not send.
Bye.
No one can hear you that far away.
Yes,
do not send pictures of Aaron's feet, but if you send pictures about Aaron's feet, I don't know what that means.
No.
This is Casey's nightmare, but it's a test. Ready?
Okay, Aaron is running into the corner.
Here?
She's pulling a Blair Witch. Okay.
Casey.
Okay, she's asking if Casey can hear.
Casey
her.
Can a little bit.
Sorry, Audio Daddy is motioning.
Casey looks very confused.
Sorry, guys, that was for science.
Thank you, Audio Daddy.
Okay, so I am Old Man Puzzles today, and I do have some puzzles and riddles for you to try in a safe space.
Okay, let's try it.
And these are
I'm ready.
These are actually some of them are puzzles, some of them are riddles, and some of them, this first one that we're going to do is more like, I guess, like a kind of a game. And this is something that a listener sent in. This is from, did they say that I could use? Yeah, they said Damien from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Aaron, do you know where Pittsfield is?
Sorta.
Great. Massachusetts is not that big. You should know vaguely where Pittsfield is.
West.
Okay, good. That's way better than East, because East is the water.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Damien from Pittsfield says, hey guys, I came up with a game where I take famous movie quotes, convert them to Shakespearean language.
Fuck yeah.
And your job is to convert them back.
Well.
They also say, have fun.
Okay, we will.
Couldn't you have just not converted them?
And just JPC reads movie quotes?
Yeah, just read the movie quotes and we'll applaud you.
Yes.
That sounds... All right, go over to our Patreon.
So
we're going to do that episode.
I'm so sorry, Damien. This is a better game. I'm just going to read movie quotes. We're going to do it for an hour and a half, and that'll be the fucking podcast now.
Why'd you make our podcast longer?
I mean, it's gotta, if it's going to get better, it's going to get longer.
Is that what you tell everybody?
I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, and then I forgot that I get to say these in Shakespearean. Mm.
Ooh,
this is my audition for Improv Shakespeare.
For anybody who can't see, which is most people, Japes is putting on pantaloons. He's pulling up his socks. He is putting on some sort of long sleeve billowy shirt. He's
so,
holding,
so far, it's just business as usual.
He's putting on a backwards chicken onto his head.
I business in the front and business in the back. I'm a complete business suit.
Business as usual.
Biff, biff.
Addressing thee, thy utterance be.
Call me by your name.
Addressing thee, thy utterance be.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's movie quotes. I'm sorry. I thought it was movie titles.
It is movie quotes.
That's
not
funny.
Movie titles, and that is correct, Aaron. You have 1 point. It's are you talking to me?
Sound effect of me getting a point.
I got a point.
No, stop it.
No, that's it.
Addle, no. Addle.
Refugee beckoning dwelling.
Refugee beckoning dwelling.
Refugee. Beckoning dwellings.
No, so, there's no.
So a dwelling that
home.
Would beckon refugees would be like a hostel, and that's a movie from Eli Roth. But we're going for quotes, not movies.
You're really good at the thing wait, that you, we're not doing.
Wait, can you say it again?
Refugee beckoning dwelling. This is really funny. I think you just have to break down each one of
beckoning?
These words.
I'm the captain now.
No,
I am the captain now.
That's probably
dwelling is like a house.
Yes,
beckoning? Or home.
Home.
There's no place like home.
Refugee.
No, it's home. A refugee. So refugee.
Oh, Tom Petty.
Refugee beckoning home.
Refugee beckoning. Home.
I want to go home. Something like home.
So, yeah, very close.
There's no place like home.
No.
No. What's a more modern way to beckon someone?
Scientology.
Flirt?
What's that?
Flirt.
No.
Call.
Yes.
E.T. Phone home.
E.T. Phone home.
Aaron has 2 points. This is me, sentient scoreboard.
Great. New favorite character.
I'm looking for a new way to say that every time she gets a point. Be that our prey is prodigious, our barge must be humongous.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
I am the Addle Point. Hello, there's one of me now.
Bobcat Goldthwait?
Shut up.
Get away from the sentient scoreboard.
An appearance made, granted that a structure be laid.
If you build it, they will come.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Holy
I was motioning to you to give him a point.
A second, and here I come. There's two of me now.
Okay, it's all tied up.
That sounds like Yoda.
Although thy a babe, they thought to be brave.
That'll
the
be pig.
Revenant peeped sans grave.
What?
I'm too hot to die.
I'm too hot to die.
I'm too hot to die.
And Aaron, what?
I'm too hot to die.
I don't remember what movie touch. I'm too hot to die is, so I want to see a little scene from
Saving Private Ryan.
I'm too hot to die.
My bad. I want to see a scene from Saving Private Ryan. Thank you for reminding me. Aaron, you're going to be playing Private Ryan. And then Addle, you're going to be playing some of the Soldier Corps sent to rescue Private Ryan. I believe there's who's in there.
So you want me to play fellow soldiers who mean this private no harm? to elicit the phrase "I'm too hot to die."
Uh huh.
Nice no, you don't know. I'll make it make sense. Relax. Hey, you guys, come here quickly. Come here, guys.
Yeah. Oh, hey, we guys, haven't met before. We better introduce ourselves. My name is Tex.
My name is. I'm the guy from the Fast and the Furious movies.
My name is,
you can just call me by my last name, Ryan. You guys, I called you over here because look at this mirror. I just caught a glimpse of myself in this mirror. I don't think I can go out there. I'm too hot to die.
Huh.
I don't think I can like go on that beach with you guys.
What to do?
I can't
with
go
that?
To the beach with you guys because I think I'm like a
stop
little too
calling
hot
it
today.
Go into the beach.
We're going
with
to
us.
The beach.
That's gonna be a dead stop.
No, that's what I'm saying. I can't do a dead stop.
No, what I'm trying to say is there's a dead soldier in front of you. Stop. You're
well,
marching
is,
along
see, well,
like
this
it's Disney.
This is proving
World.
My point. This is proving my point.
He looks pretty hot too.
I gotta stay.
You think
stay
you're hotter
here.
Than this dead guy?
Let's see. Yes.
You think you're hotter than this guy?
Look at me. Look at me. Let me give you a spin.
Ooh.
And washboard abs.
This guy looks like the guy. This guy
what do you think
like
a spin is?
Flip.
You just twirled around and flipped your shirt up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this guy looks like Rudolph Valentino. He's pretty hot.
Yeah, and this guy looks like the guy from Hebrew Hammer. What's that actor's name?
Adam Goldberg?
He was in Saving Private Ryan.
Sure, he gets stabbed while the guy goes, shh.
I hate that scene.
Yeah, it's
scene.
The worst.
That scene's the fucking worst.
All right, it's next.
No, you didn't get this one.
What is it?
Although thy a babe, thy thought to be brave, a revenant peeped sans grave.
The fuck? Sound like a hot?
Pretty?
No.
Pretty woman walking down
although
the street.
So the one that you really want to clue into is a revenant peeped sans grave.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Sans grave.
No.
S-A-N-S?
Sans.
Like without a grave?
Without a grave.
Oh, boy.
A revenant peeped sans grave.
A revenant peeped.
This is a famous movie line.
Okay. Here's looking at you, kid.
Mm-mm-mm.
So play it again, grave.
You're peeping at a revenant out of the grave.
There's no crying in burials. You're peeping a revenant. So revenant is like
zombie.
Is you're like seeing, a Tom Hardy bear. It's like a bear that tries to eat you.
You're viewing someone who has been deceased.
Okay. I see dead people.
I see dead people. It's another point for Adel.
Oh God, there's three of me now. It's hard to fit up here.
It's a bunch of kids standing where a scoreboard would be.
A quandary had.
Wearing an overcoat.
A quandary had on the earth be bad, but in the heavens, it is sad.
Earth girls are easy.
Earth.
Mm-mm-mm. A quandary had
question.
On the earth be bad, but in the heavens, it is sad.
This better not be, I have Nephilim. Greg,
I hope that that's in here, but I didn't read ahead.
I don't know.
Can you read it one more time?
A quandary had.
So question.
On the earth be bad.
On the earth be bad.
But in the heavens, it is sad.
Bad Boys for Life.
This one's harder, I think.
Can you give me a hint?
Is this from Independence Day?
No, but you're close.
Is this from Alien?
No. No, again, you're in like kind of the right type of movie.
It's like a blockbuster Alien film?
Is question the right thing?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, no.
Quandary. So like a puzzle?
No.
Riddle?
Quandary won't help you really.
What will help us?
On the earth be bad, but in the heavens it is sad. Because that's where I think you were getting like the alien thing, but that's where we are. Like it's, think space.
Oh, is this from Star Wars?
Mm-mm.
Spaceballs?
No, not Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Hot.
It's a very famous movie quote.
And it's from space. We already had E.T., famous space movies. It's going to be, better be Interstellar.
I think this
the
is
the most famous space
I
movie.
I think this is a Tom Hanks line. I believe
Tom
it's
Hanks
a Tom
in space. Tom Apollo Hanks. 13. Houston, we have a problem.
Houston,
we have a problem.
That's four for Adel.
I just got back the other day from Houston where I played with my friends Ann and Chris Lukeman, who you know, they did the escape room that we did on the Patreon. They booked four escape games and we did four escape games in like 48 hours. And the first one we did, they asked for a team name, and so the team name I came up with that everyone indulged me with was Houston, we have a solved them.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're fun.
You're one of those guys.
We also did a Houston.
Did you like Houston? I love Houston.
It was weird. It's very spread out, and there's parts of it, like there's a lot of, like, there was a place called Spaghetti Western we passed, which looks like an original Cracker Barrel. Like what Cracker Barrel is going for, but with a weird Texan-Italian theme. We had a place called Cavatory, which was amazing. We had amazing Viet Cajun food.
We do things a little different around here.
It's just very
pasta
weird.
And spaghetti sauce.
I lived there for a summer.
Really?
I did. And then I also, my sister went to Rice, so I've been there a bunch. And I'm going there for a wedding in like 2 months.
It was, if you, I think if you know where to look, it's fun. But as a tourist, we were frustrated at times. But we went to the Cisterns, if you ever, that was very cool.
I worked at Houston Shakespeare Festival for a summer.
Ooh.
If you ever, those shows are absolutely incredible. If you live in Texas and you want to go check them
famously,
out.
Famously, Shakespeare is bigger in Texas.
That's true.
And speaking of Shakespeare, good segue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I fucking put it on your plate for you.
Eat it up.
Eat it up, Piggy.
I'm afraid, my dear, with the stick and the sphere, bereavement shan't be seen here.
There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in baseball.
These are all you anticipated
Tom
that one.
Hanks
wow.
Lines. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot to mention, we also did an escape room called Houston, We Have a Problem, which was a reenactment of the Apollo 13 mission.
Oh.
And three people are astronauts, and the rest of people are in mission control. We got out. But I will say we played with people who, Ann and Chris's friends, who work for Mission Control for NASA. So it was not fair.
Oh.
Wait, did they play the astronauts?
No, they played Mission Control.
That's so sad. And let them do the opposite of what they do all day.
It was super fun. And it's less of a like finding keys or anything and more of like you have to reenact what Apollo 13 did.
I would hate that. Like that would be like if I, for fun, went and did a UFC fight. It's like... I do that shit for work.
What do you
all
think you do for a living?
Where do you think you are right now?
Oh, so, I have a guy who is worth $1 million beat the shit out of me.
You guys going to say for a living you get your ass whooped?
Acknowledge thy scant cohort.
Acknowledge my scant cohort?
Acknowledge thy scant cohort.
Friend?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a friend in me.
Acknowledge my scant cohort.
Say hello to my little friend.
Nice.
The inquiring mind mayhaps will find of which the capsule is lined.
I'm out.
The inquiring mind.
Oh, I know.
Oh, do you really?
Why couldn't you put the bunny down?
Dude, it's so close, but it's not that. That's a great one.
But it's Nick Cage or it's Con Air?
It's not Nick Cage. It's not Con Air.
It's all those famous Con Air quotes.
Sorry, Nick Coppola.
10.
I could go on.
Why couldn't you just put the bunny down? We need to do, that's your favorite movie. We need to do a Hey Riddle Riddle live stream.
Are you Vince Larkin? Because I got a body here with your name written all over it.
How much of that movie do you think you could do?
I could do 100% of the lines of that movie as... me and Colin Dahlgren watched that movie once, and we just said every line before they said it.
Here's
the
biggest question for you, JPC. As someone who's seen that movie 20 times myself, what do you think happens between Steve Buscemi and that little kid?
Nothing.
Okay.
That little kid is fine. Steve Buscemi leaves that little kid alone.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Buscemi has bigger fish to kill.
I want
to
see a scene.
Before we see a scene, I would love to see a scene, but can you just give me the first few lines of dialogue for that movie, if you remember what they are?
The first few, oh man, it has been a while since I've seen that. The first few lines of dialogue from that movie. So I don't know what I couldn't say it for sure, but the first lines of dialogue in that movie, it opens with Nicolas Cage being trained as an Army Ranger, and it's the Army Ranger guy giving a speech about what Army Rangers are, and I think he says something about how their hands are deadly weapons, or maybe that's the judge who sentences him,
that's
says
so cool.
That their hands are deadly weapons. I wish I could. I would love to do a podcast where I watch that every day for a year.
I think that's already a podcast.
I would.
But for Con Air?
Yeah.
Really?
No. For grown-ups, for, yeah, too, like, or whatever, like, Sex
yeah,
and the City.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll call it Pod Air.
Dead Air.
let's see a scene.
Sure.
Japes, I want you to be Nicolas Cage, and you're auditioning for Con Air, but you're fucking Nicolas Cage, so you've never had to audition before, so you didn't read the script beforehand, and now you're bullshitting your way through it.
Thank you so much for having me here.
We're actually, the audition room is right over here. You're still in the lobby.
Sorry. I'm talking to the water cooler. It's so nice to meet you.
Blah, 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 blah.
Make your acquaintance. Blah, blah, blah. Thank you so much for the water.
We are ready to see you here and walk. Come on right in. Can I have your headshot?
Yeah. Bam. I'm Francis Ford Coppola.
You just killed that woman.
No. Come on. I just made the sound. It's fine.
Hey, well, let's bring in another casting director.
Oh, Jesus. My friend is dead.
We always have one on.
Hold on. Come on.
All right. Come right in.
Monster here.
Here you go. Just go get Nick, right into it whenever you're ready.
I'm Nick Cage.
Can you show us your hands, and are you willing to shave?
Here are my hands. I'm absolutely not willing to shave my hands. I need the hair on my fingers.
No, we're talking about your facial hair?
Yeah,
Wait, you've never had facial hair.
In Con Air, I do.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm willing to shave. It's more like stubble. anyway.
Great, and just read that first monologue, please.
I'm sorry, I do not... have the lines.
Okay.
This is the lines?
Go ahead.
Boy, is it hot on this plane, or is it just you, baby-o? I know you gotta get your insulin, but I gotta get Johnny 23 off your back. And it would, you know, this Danny Trejo-looking motherfucker is probably...
Cut real quick.
I'm sorry?
Don't call the character Danny Trejo plays a Danny Trejo-looking motherfucker.
Danny Trejo's gonna play this character.
Did you ever see Saving Private Ryan? Didn't you think it broke the illusion of the movie when they called the character Adam Goldberg?
Uh-huh.
So we want to call it by the character's name.
Sure, they actually called him Hebrew Hammer in that movie because they forgot the actor's name.
Fun.
Not to correct you too much. Okay, so this is going to be Danny Trejo. I'm just reading the script. I'm just doing what I'm doing.
Sorry, and this is maybe a little too easy to have you do this. So why don't we have you do a monologue from let's see here, The Rock.
Any one of my movies.
The Rock.
Was I in that?
Sure.
Perfect. Dwayne, look how big you are, man. You could be a professional wrestler.
Cool. This seems to be a conversation you had with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Great. Is that not what you wanted?
Let's do Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona, okay. Oh, man, look at all these Pampers diapers. I'm in the desert, and this is a convict friend of mine who's covered in poop. I tangentially remember filming this movie. I was on a lot of cocaine. Boy, I love cocaine. How much cocaine does this movie pay? The one I'm auditioning for now. Does it pay me in cocaine? Don't interrupt me. I'm still doing Raising Arizona.
Wait, shoot, we didn't put the camera on.
Thy inquiring mind mayhaps will find of which the capsule is lined.
So is this like Matrix?
No.
Red pill, blue pill?
No. Of which the capsule is lined.
So capsule could be like a spacecraft?
It's not. You were close with Put the Bunny in the Box.
Was it?
Box?
Yeah. Box.
It's from the movie Box, where they have to press a button or else someone
Nobody
dies,
puts baby in a box.
The inquiring mind mayhaps will find of which the capsule is lined.
Oh, boy.
There's a box.
There's a box.
You have an inquiring mind.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Yes.
Seven. What's in the box?
Seven.
What's in the box?
Seven.
I do that every time if I'm home when Amazon or FedEx delivers or UPS, they'll hand it to me for signature. And before I sign, I'll go, what's in the box?
And you're famously really funny, right?
I'm never going to watch that movie.
Famously don't get packages anymore.
You can pay me to watch that movie.
It's a frightening movie. And also Kevin Spacey's in it. And
holds up.
Fucking nightmare.
The singular entity thy should engage in consternation with is consternation thyself.
There can be only one.
God.
No.
God?
No. These are close.
The one.
Doctor, no.
Thy singular entity thy should engage in consternation with is consternation thyself.
Do or don't, there is no try.
Consternation is in here twice, so there's two words that are the same in this quote.
What does that mean?
There's two words that are the same. So do, it's not do or do not, there is no try.
What is consternation?
It's like this, I guess, a synonym for that.
Consternation is like to think. Consternation. Furrow, brown, she's the one they call consternation.
I don't know.
Thy singular entity, what is that?
I.
One.
No.
One.
One solo.
So thy is?
Thy is you.
You.
Me. Me, okay. Myself, and Irene.
Thy singular entity, each one of those words, like in plain speak, would be thy singular entity. Singular entity.
Yeah.
One.
One.
One is the longest.
One thing.
One thing.
The one thing.
The one.
Thy singular entity.
You had me at hello.
No.
One more thing, Columbo.
It starts with the one thing.
Thy singular entity
engage in consternation with is consternation.
The one thing you got to ask yourself is, do you feel lucky, punk? Derpy, hairy.
Do you guys give up?
Yeah.
This is the first one that you don't get.
Wait, give us a clue. Who's in it or maybe was setting?
I don't think I know this movie.
Okay, I'll give you the movie. I'll give you the movie. Hold on. I have to look up what this
Unless we're going to get it immediately from the movie.
I don't think you will.
Okay. What do we got here? What do we got?
Oh,
You're
boy.
You're Googling something.
Well, so I know it's a quote, but I don't know what movie it's from.
It doesn't say?
Well, if I Google it, I'll get the quote.
So it starts with the one thing you have to ask yourself?
The one thing.
Yeah.
Is that's the first part.
The one thing.
Thy singular entity thy should engage in consternation with is consternation.
The
thyself.
One thing you must remember, the only thing you have to fear is fear.
The only thing we have to fear
is fear itself.
It's an FDR quote, but is it from a? It's from a movie.
Probably
I'm assuming.
From Patton or something.
Yeah,
probably from Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
Buoyant as a mariposa.
Hope floats.
Roxanne, author as a drone.
This just sounds like gibberish.
Well, Shakespeare had a lot of pop culture
Cyrano
references.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Buoyant as a mariposa, comma, Roxanne, author as a drone.
So who wrote Roxanne? Steve Martin?
No, not the movie Roxanne.
Sting.
Uh-huh.
This is going to sting.
Buoyant as a mariposa.
Sting floats. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
There you go.
That's not a movie quote.
Sting floats.
That is not a movie quote, is it?
I mean, it's probably,
Muhammad Ali.
It's probably from a Muhammad Ali movie. But it's a quote. It's a quote that he said, yeah.
Yeah, and he was in that movie about the two pitchers who are Siamese twins, joint conjoined twins.
Yeah, he was in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
No. I want to see a scene.
Oh.
Aaron, you are a boxer. You are trying to brand yourself before your first fight, so you're trying to come up with, like float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, you're trying to come up with your own saying or branding. And Japes is your manager.
All right.
Okay. Kid. How about this? How about?
What do you
oh
got,
my God.
Kid, what
okay.
Do you got?
Okay. I'm a horse. Okay. I'm a kind of like a horse.
This is the start of the mantra.
Yeah. I come in. You're the butt part of the horse, and I when I walk in.
Wait. What are we doing? We're doing our walk up.
Yeah. Because then this is
okay,
leading
got
up
it,
to
got
my
it.
Mantra.
Okay. Got it. I'm the butt part of the horse. We walk in. You're
we
a horse.
Walk in,
people
I'm
are like,
a horse.
Why is there a horse? This is a boxing match.
And
oh,
like,
it's a person.
Oh, there's
it's two
a horse.
People.
Yeah. It's two got people. It. And then I get up there and I go, I'm not horsing around. I'm hitting people in the face with my hands.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So you obviously only had the first part of that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not horsing around.
Yeah.
And it was contingent on the fact that we wear a horse costume.
Right. Okay. All right. Fine. All right. Can you do one now?
What about this one?
I'm listening.
Summer in the Hamptons, but fall to my fists.
I'm a sentient scoreboard, and even I know that's bad.
All right, okay, here we go.
How do I unplug this thing? Taken a human life. He was sentient. Oh, no, what have I done? Okay, you got another one?
It's not winter, but I'm still wearing gloves. Gloves I'm going to hit you with my hands.
Yeah. Okay. What about this one? Is someone smuggling elephants in here? Because I'm really filling out these trunks.
That's a good one. Okay, I got one. Hit a man with your fists, you eat for a day. Teach a man with your fists, and you eat for a whole life.
I love that one. That one's it.
Okay, awesome.
You'll eat for your whole life.
That's fantastic.
Forthright, thy caribou. Thy shalt not bequeath thee a curse.
To infinity and beyond.
You're not even trying.
Is that right?
No.
What? There's a snake in my boot.
This one's hard. Forthright, thy caribou. Thy shalt not bequeath thee a curse.
Okay.
Thy caribou. I don't know. Thy caribou is confusing me.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Caribou, dear. I get it.
Thy mayhap pilfer.
Wait, I want the scoreboard.
Oh. Aaron's back on the board with 4 points.
Who plugged you back in? You died in a scene.
you died in a scene.
If you die in a scene, you die in real life.
Oh, God, I hope not. We've murdered each other a fucking lot on this show.
And pretty much every scene we're fucking killing.
1, 2, just keeping score.
All right, ready?
Thy mayhap pilfer thine vivaciousness. Thou shan't apprehend thine sovereignty.
If you steal my sunshine.
Sunshine. If you steal my sunshine.
Vitamin C.
This, I think, is also their answer is misattributed.
You steal my sunshine.
Can you say it again?
Yes. Thy mayhap pilfer thine vivaciousness. thou shan't apprehend thine sovereignty.
'Twas beauty that killed the beast.
But you can take my something, but you'll never take my butt. You're my hot body.
I think it's you can take our lives, but they can never take our freedom. But they've written down the answer. They can take our freedom, but they'll never take our freedom.
We'll give it to Aaron.
Yeah,
we'll 5 points. Aaron, you're doing great.
Thank you, Sentient Scoreboard.
Can I just say you're also underappreciated?
Oh, my God.
But don't listen to me. I'm drunk.
Oh, boy.
What did you drink, Sentient Scoreboard?
Grease.
Whoa,
Sandy? Go grease. Can I do one?
Can I do a Shakespearean quote?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do this extemporaneous scoreboard. Yeah, sure.
That is what becometh of sand. Sorry, fuck. That is the precursor to glass. Sandy? Is it kind of fun? It's kind of fun.
Kind of.
Can we open a greased theme?
Can you unplug
grease me? Theme bar?
Yeah, hold on.
I think we should open a grease bar where it's all the drinks are like the Rizzo, and it's just like a bunch of cherries in a cup, and like, like they're all.
So it's a joke bar.
No. There's real drinks, but also like every
there
character.
There are some. Okay.
The Kanicki is like not allowed in the bar because he's bad.
Why
you know,
hicking for Kanickis.
Oh, there's like a drink that's like nobody's jugs is bigger than their neck.
Why can Nicky like great till he gotta be great? Rizzo.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Oh, I love juice by Rizzo.
I'm 1,000% that lady T-Bird. What were they called? The pink ladies.
I was a pink lady. I was Jan. Brush.
She's the
you
best
were in
one.
The oh in the musical.
Mm-hmm.
She is the best.
Jan's
one.
Fun. Thy shalt bequeath thee a bequeathment. Thy shan't repudiate.
Queef.
That is pretty funny.
Moments ago, the billboard said you were underappreciated.
Queef, the human body is a weird thing.
Bequeath.
Bequeath.
I'll bequeath it.
Queef. Okay.
Can
I tell you a memory of my childhood?
I can't wait. Why did this make you think of it?
But it's about queefing.
Can just say it. Can I tell you a memory?
Sure. It was an after party for like a musical rap party. so, you know, after we had done a musical in high school, a bunch of us sat around a circle and a friend of mine, we had never heard someone queef before and we were all very silent. And then a friend of mine queefed for us and we were all like, oh.
Oh, I won't name names.
Queef for me.
I will never name names.
Sure.
I think for in a 5-year period, there was like tears rolling down my face. The hardest I laughed was I was in a movement class in college, and my very sweet friend, who is probably the most beautiful person I've ever seen in real life. She's so funny and so great. We were in a movement class in college, like an acting movement class. So we're like doing all these crazy things.
There's a ballet movement class?
Yeah. And the teacher came over to us and he was very serious and like he didn't like laughter. And she started queefing. And I knew that she was doing that. And we both just started crying and he had no idea why we were just like crying, laughing. It is still to this day one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Was she doing it to make you laugh?
No, she couldn't help it.
Oh.
It was because we're in this movie class. And you guys, everybody listening, you guys, it's still one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
One of the funniest things I've ever heard is this upcoming ad from one of our sponsors. We'll take a quick break, come right back with more queefs.
God, I hope it's funny.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
TPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with clarity D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live clarity clear with clarity D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
you.
Like
a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, no. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back with more Hey Riddle Riddle. Current score is Aaron 5, Adel 4.
It's really hard to keep track of these. We're on number 14, so can that math be right? Doesn't matter.
Sure.
Here we go.
I came back from the dead. I'm a miracle.
Yeah,
I'm a miracle.
We keep resetting you like the good place.
That's
this is
the cutest thing I've ever heard.
This is totally fucked.
I'm a miracle.
Thank you, Aaron. I'm a miracle.
I'm a miracle. Aw.
You're not somebody let's get until this somebody queef loves one. You. That's my brother. Hi, I'm Ricky.
And I'm here too.
Oh, the family's all here. So again, I'm Sentient Scoreboard. Brother, introduce yourself.
My name's Ricky. I am a sentient basketball hoop.
Uh-huh.
And my name's Miracle, and I'm a sentient blender. I'm a cousin.
We all keep score, though.
Yeah, we all keep score, and we settle scores.
Yeah, and we settle scores.
Yep.
Let's get this queef one.
Oh, I almost did the voice again.
Okay.
Thy shalt bequeath thee a bequeathment, thy shan't repudiate.
If you give a gift,
thy shan't repudiate, I think, is the important part here. If you can get that.
I'm not going to repeat myself.
No. I'm not going to... What is repudiate? To repudiate means to...
What's the genre of movie?
So not what I said.
No, I don't know.
To repudiate is to putate again.
Mafia.
Mafia. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah. That was too good of a hint.
Damn, tied up 5-5.
Thy shall retort.
Anyone want a smoothie?
Miracle? I would love one. Can I just say... You're a miracle.
Every time I make a smoothie, it comes out all basketballs.
Wing! Cut!
Oh no, my basketball!
Oh shoot! Shoot the ball!
What I love people do with me is shoot!
Do you hear about Nick Cage killing that casting agent?
I did hear about that.
Crazy.
Well, turns out he was really apologetic and he didn't mean to do it.
Oh,
strawberry smoothies?
Yeah, please.
Pour it in my net. Is this podcast alienating?
Almost certainly.
Are we so far up our own asses that we've made unlistenable content?
Sure.
There's still one person out there that is just as weird as us, too, listening.
But we're almost begging them to stop listening.
We're so sorry.
We're sorry.
I'm a blender.
I'm a sentient scoreboard.
If there was a cruel god, he would stop recording this podcast.
Audio daddy? No.
All right. Okay. All right. Another one. Serious.
Thy shall retort.
Wait. You shall not pass.
No. Thy shall retort. That's good,
That's
though.
It?
Just thy shall retort.
You can't handle the truth.
Thy shall retort. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Thine existence henceforth.
I'm going to come back. I'm gonna circle back around.
I'm going to let you finish.
I want to see a scene.
I'm going to make like a boomerang and come on back to where this is.
I want
to
see a scene.
Yes.
Aaron, you are Jeebus Kaisp.
Jeebus Kipes?
Yep. Okay. And you are on the crucifix. And this is getting weird.
no, we're safe. We're still good.
How about I'm not there yet?
I'm famously not knowledgeable about the Christian faith.
I can't wait to go on.
But doesn't Jesus come back on Easter?
Yeah, he's in a cave.
Somebody rolls a rock and he hands him a rolling rock.
He does die before that.
Yeah. So this is Jesus.
This is
Jesus having one more conversation with Judas, who will be played by Japes. And you're letting Judas know basically that you'll be back, even if you shall perish.
Hey, bud.
Ooh, you're chipper.
First of all, I forgive you.
I don't know what you mean.
Really?
Okay.
Judas?
Yeah, I did.
Buddy?
I did it for 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah, I want to hug it out. Because I forgive you, I'm going to die for your sins.
I don't know if I can hug you just because of kind of your arm placement.
Okay, just can you... Right now? I thought we would not acknowledge that.
Okay.
Because we're trying not to offend
everybody. Sure. I'll just hug your post. How about that?
Okay, bud. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
I'm happy to die for your sins.
Okay.
I'm a good guy. No, you know what?
You're really making me feel like a piece of shit.
Well, you are kind of a piece of shit.
Well, what the fuck? Are you a good guy or am I a piece of shit?
Can you keep it down?
Hey, Barabbas, why don't you keep it down?
What's my name?
Barabbas, and you're free.
Don't wear it out.
But just, I'm going to be back, okay? I'm going to rise up. I'll be back, and then I'm gonna rise up.
Okay, we're gonna get sued over this.
Wait, am I a character in Mortal
You'll
Kombat?
Be back,
Barakas?
No.
Hey,
no,
Judas.
You're Barabbas. The people love you.
Like the tricks, silly Barabbas.
Keep guessing.
It's okay. Hey, guess what? We're cool. Okay. And I'm gonna be back, and I don't want it to be awkward when I come back. I just wanted to clear the air before I go.
Okay.
Happy to die for your sins.
Can I be a high with you?
What? Yeah, what's up?
Am I still going to get into ancient Domo hockey sticks?
I don't know. You know what?
The other way?
No, because I'm dying for your sins, you just need to ask for forgiveness. By the way, just make sure that no one does anything hateful in the name of me. I'm actually a pretty good guy, and I'm preaching love and doing good things for other people.
Make sure
no one homophobic or nightmarish kills anyone.
I'm only
going
to be alive for like 3 more years because I'm already 12, and people live to be about 15.
Can you like write it down, though, that like maybe don't hate people and being a Christian is about helping people?
I don't know, man.
You're 12 years old.
How old are you, Barabbas?
Just make sure it's not something that like rich people use to justify terrible actions, okay?
Okay, Barabbas is hitting on me.
I feel like you're not hearing what I'm saying. And
I got
I'm worried
Barabbas
about my legacy.
At me.
I'm worried about my legacy starting to panic.
I can only...
Famously, I fucked a loaf of bread.
See? Adel, you know all about Barabbas, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's actually Barabbas the Rapper, and he had a PlayStation 1 video game.
Barabbas the Rapper.
Thine existence henceforth be tantamount to receptacles of truffles.
Chocolate. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Life is like a mushroom.
Life is like a bunch of mushrooms. Veracity be not
Have
with...
Have either of you ever done mushrooms?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
I did them a few times in college, and it was great. And then I did them one time when I moved to Chicago, and I laid in a bathtub thinking my brain was melting.
Yes,
and
very
crying.
Good.
Yeah. I haven't done them since.
I've said this many times, but I feel like I've aged out of drugs because I've been sober for so long now that it's just been like, I don't think I will ever go back to drugs because I think it's just been too long.
Is it
I'm
six
never
years
going
sober?
Back to drugs.
6 years? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 or 5 years or something like that.
That's amazing.
I can't remember.
Age out of drugs sounds like a Neil Young song.
Did you have a mushroom experience that like sticks out in your head? I've never done it.
Yeah, I've had so many fun mushroom experiences. I mean, mushrooms are a great drug because they last a long time and they're relatively cheap. Like, I think it was like $35 and you're like tripping for 8 hours. It was, phenomenal. There's so many great ones. I think I've told this one on the podcast before, but I told you about the treasure map that we.
Oh yeah.
I think you told that on a Patreon, so
that's a
incentive to go listen.
Oh no, but I don't know that it's one of my.
Did I tell you the time about when I was high on mushrooms and I called my mom?
No.
So we were. It was in high school or just after high school, but I was with friends from high school, and they were taking mushrooms the first time. I'd taken mushrooms a bunch of times, and I was like helping them out and like guiding them along. And they were thirsty, and I was like, "Let's just go into this hardware store." We were outside. I was like, "Let's just go into this hardware store. It's totally fine. We can do this. We'll just buy a
drink."
Famous
for their drinks.
Yeah. Well, it's just like a soda or whatever. It was a hardware store on the corner. I'm like, "Let's just go in, buy a drink, and get out. It'll be easy." And they're like, "Ugh." And I was like, "Guys, it's so fucking easy. It's no one knows that we're high. Let's just go in." And right as we were going to go in, the automatic doors opened up, and I grabbed them both, and I go, "Everyone in this store can hear your thoughts." And I pushed them into the store. And then we were going back to his house later that night. It was his house. And we were supposed to go down to his basement, which was through his garage. But his dad was in the kitchen. So we were outside of his house, and we could see his dad in the kitchen. And he was like, "I can't fucking talk to my dad right now because we're so high. Like, I cannot talk to my dad." And I was like, "Yes, you can. Just go right past him, like, hey, dad, we're just hanging out," and just go to the basement. Like, that's your dad won't care. Like, that's all he'll want. And he's like, "No, like, what if he tries to talk to me? He'll know. I'll get freaked out. I can't do it." And I was like, "To show you how easy it is, I will right now call my mom, who is in Hawaii at the time. I'll just call my mom and have a normal conversation with her and show you how easy it is." And so in between me doing that, I dialed my mom to call her to, you know, whatever. And in between me doing that and me like remembering what the fuck I was doing, I was like, "Hey, mom." She's like, "What's going on?" I was like, "Not much. I'm on mushrooms right now."
Oh, no.
Your mom seems like the most relaxed, chill person, though.
She was fine with it. No. I had done mushrooms before, too.
Has she done mushrooms? Has she told you like
yes,
she's done
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. But I mean, she didn't. She never did that. She did that like when she was in like college and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch the web series Dorm Life?
No.
I used to love it in high school. It's my all-time favorite web series. But there
anybody we'd know in it? Like,
yeah, a few people. Like, I think some of them went on to write for like Arrested Development. They're all like pretty big comedy writers.
Yeah, I know all those writers from Arrested Development.
No, and also one of the women from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros was an actress in it, and she's so funny in it. But there's a quote in it that my friends and I used to say all the time, and it was a guy drunk calling his mom, and all of it was the whole clip of the like cut two was him just going, "My dick is out right now."
He goes, Mom, my
dick is out right now.
That's awful.
That just reminds me of that.
I've done ayahuasca.
Okay. Unplug it.
You're a miracle.
How do you get ayahuasca into a scoreboard?
I didn't ask for it.
Veracity be not within thou comprehension.
Veracity.
Be not within thou comprehension.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth, yes.
Nice. We keep guessing the ones that are coming next.
Unearthed erout, existence doth sprout.
Life finds a way.
Life finds a way. Wow, nice. You guys are crushing these.
Life finds a way.
Thou shalt take with thee...
Thou shalt not pass.
...spiritual energy. Thou shalt take with thee
soul.
Spiritual energy.
You got soul.
Mm-mm. You're taking spiritual energy with you.
Oh.
I'm someone who's saying, take the spiritual energy with you.
Spiritual energy.
Close to that, and also with
you. So what would be spiritual energy?
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
Nice.
Yeah, some of these are pretty hard.
And also with you, Star Wars.
And also with you, Star Wars. Church of Star Wars now. It's more popular. Disney bought church.
Disney owns big church.
Disney would buy church.
Did you?
And then people would start going to church. They'd be like, "It's awesome. It's Disney now."
It smells. They pump cookie smell. <into the drink.
laughs> No clocks. Pump cookies. Did you?
Pump cookies sounds like something that like a gas station tried out one weekend and it did not work.
Well, I wasn't there to tell them that they were doing great.
They sell Crown of Thorns hats.
I love pump cookies.
Jace, were you in the green room when Rob was talking about his daughter?
Yes. And,
so I don't know
the
if you're there,
news
but
green room.
Rob's daughter is obsessed with Darth Vader.
Yeah.
So she started watching the Star Wars movies, and she's obsessed with Darth Vader and like all the villains in any Disney movie. But we, for some reason, started doing Cajun Darth Vader, and it was like tickling me very hard.
Do you want to give us a little taste?
Adel can do good Cajun because he does Gambit on the show.
Oh, look there! Don't you know my father?
It's just water boy.
Come to the back of the boat.
Come to the back of the Death Star.
Okay, ready? Oh, wait, I kind of want to hear one more.
Let's do one more.
No, I want to hear one more from you.
Oh, it's Star Wars.
This is like...
Worth it. I'm so glad I asked.
This is dangerously close to like Jar Jar Binks, actually, but manifest thy capital.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Momentum for
Shoe
thee.
Show me the moony.
Show me the moony.
Momentum for thee, an obligation, you see.
It's about family, Fast and Furious.
Fast kind of is part of it, but not
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No.
Spicoli.
Momentum for thee, an obligation, you see.
Momentum for thee. Oh,
I'm
memento.
Here.
An obligation for momentum.
I feel the need for speed.
Yeah,
I feel the need for speed.
Top Gun.
Damn, Adel's fucking crushing it.
For all of the realm, be it me at its helm.
I run the world.
I am the captain of the world.
No, it's not the captain.
I'm the king of the world.
I'm the king of the world.
I'll give that one to Adel.
Apprehension of thee by air or by sea, including the mongrel makes three.
What?
One if by dog, land and two if
by dog.
There's a dog part. Oh, there's a dog in there.
I love dogs.
Uh-uh.
I love dogs.
Can you say it again?
Apprehension of thee by air or by sea, including the mongrel makes three.
I'm going to get you you and your little dog, too.
Oh, I'll get you my pretty and your little dog,
and
too.
And I just watched Wizard of Oz.
That's from that. Thine life be not over, thou is aghast to discover, thine has only grown bolder.
Okay.
I'm a big kid now.
Death is just the beginning of life.
No. Thine life be not over.
You're not dead.
Thou is aghast to discover, thine has only grown bolder.
Only grown bolder.
Star.
It doesn't die.
What's the genre of movie?
I don't know. I don't even know what movie this is from.
Okay. What? But you recognize the quote?
Is it a quote we'd know?
Yeah. You would know like every one of these quotes.
Grown bolder. Brave. Something about brave. The few, the good, and the brave. I mean, some of these I don't think were movie quotes.
Oh, what? I don't know. I don't know if this is a movie quote. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, it's a Kelly Clarkson song.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, better, faster, harder.
Before thee a course lay, an array for the way. Thine elects the infrequent surveyed.
What was the last wording?
I'm just a girl standing surveyed. In front of a boy asking him to love her.
Is that it?
No.
Oh.
And this is not a movie quote.
These must just be quotes?
Some of these are just quotes. Before thee a course lay, an array for the way, thine elects the infrequently surveyed.
The path is clear.
It's like about a path.
The path is clear.
But not a path.
The path less chosen.
Road.
The road
less traveled is a better road.
This is from Robert Frost.
It's from a poem. Two paths and a road
teach
diverged.
Teach a man to road for a day, and he'll road for life.
he'll road for life. Okay, this one again. A stride shall be scant for a singular scamp, for the son of the masses, a hop shall be massive.
That's one giant leap for mankind, one giant leap for
That's one giant leap for mankind.
I love quotes that are that.
He just doubled down.
That's one giant leap for mankind. And he thinks about it and goes, oh, fuck. That's one giant leap for mankind.
That's one giant leap for mankind. I fucked it.
Can they hear me on the moon?
Speaking of hearing us on the moon, you know the moon famously has an effect on waves, tidal waves. Waves are typically found where?
Do it. Get to it. The beach. Come on, okay. You can do
beach.
It, Adel.
Beaches
get there,
was a
get
movie
there,
starring...
Adel. Really? You're kind of closer.
Really? Fuck. Oh, okay, I biffed it.
Okay, no. Go back to beach.
Biff.
Back to the...
Future.
Okay. The future of Earth would be...
Heat death.
Heat death, yeah. The star of heat, besides De Niro and Pacino, Val...
Kilmer.
Okay, you put this into a kiln to make...
Rocks.
Mm-hmm. And tiny rocks, if they're broken up, are...
Sand.
No, divorced.
Sandy's here!
Sandy is here. Let's do a sandbox.
Sandy?
Wow, it's unseasonably warm outside. You know what I think I want to do?
What?
Play in the sandbox. Come with me.
Why are you taking your clothes off?
Oh.
Are we going sandy dipping?
I read the room wrong.
Oh, tell me we're going sandy dipping. I'm ripping my clothes off,
though. How did you read the room wrong? It's a woman and her child are trapped in a room.
I read it.
Honestly,
it's so well written.
From bottom to the top.
Oh, there you go.
Right to the left.
Honestly, I read the room wrong. I saw it with a friend. I did not know what it was going to be about. And we get into the movie theater, and I think it's like some sort of like post-apocalyptic. They're trapped in space. And then like 10 minutes in, I go, oh, is this about? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like,
a nightmare.
No.
Anyways, hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. This is the sandbox.
Yeah, I know. It's my sandbox, and you're in it.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Did you read the room?
I'm covered in sand. Who knows if I'm wearing anything under here? That'll remain a secret for the whole segment.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy, why don't you hit us with some sweet, sweet puzzles? And
yeah. That's what we do in the sandbox. We make some puzzles. So
that's what I was saying. Don't make me feel like a fucking asshole.
No.
Trying to toss it to you. And you threw it in my fucking face.
They missed each other, so they're just getting all excited and worked up.
It's like two dogs sniffing each other up.
All right. So the deal here is I'm going to give you some movies, but I'm going to give you clues for movies where one word has been turned into a homophone. So for example, if I said...
We don't agree with homophobia.
Yeah. E.T. homophone.
Hubby.
So if I said dog wins game, inherits fortune, you would say Air Bud, because it's a dog.
Air Bud.
So it sounds the same.
Someone write that movie.
It's like King Ralph, but for a dog.
I read that movie wrong. And we're not gonna talk about it. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Redheaded orphan carries a lot of stuff.
Annie Hall.
That's so funny.
Destroying Phoenix and all its surroundings.
Destroying Phoenix. Raising Arizona.
Wow. Adel's
it's crushing it.
Slaying.
Adel, you're good at stuff like this.
Adel, you're smart. Your brain's so big.
Lady finds a penny.
Penny Marshall.
Rich woman. Pretty woman. Pretty as a penny woman.
Lady finds in the... a penny.
Scent of a woman.
Scent of a woman.
Adel.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
A rooster story.
Chicken Run. A rooster story.
A rooster story.
Okay. Things are going to slow down.
Because Adel can't get it easy.
Okay.
A rooster.
Let me give you two a chance. I know this
tail,
one, of course. But,
duck tail.
Rooster story.
Chicken tail. DuckTales.
Chip and Dale.
I can give you the year the actual movie came out.
Sure, yes. Why not?
I can do that by guessing because I don't actually know. I would say 86.
Oh, boy.
86.
A rooster story?
A rooster story.
American Tale.
Rocky?
88. I was wrong. 88. Very close.
Is it Tail?
So what?
Yeah, Tail is right.
So Cock?
American Tale.
Is it Cock? Cocktail? Cocktails with Tom Cruise.
Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
You got it. Ooh. Is it Cock?
Is
how
it,
many times
is it cock?
Is it cock?
That's every time I go in for my physical and the doctor checks for a hernia. I go, is it cock?
Feasting, hunting, adoring.
Feasting.
Tinker, Tailor,
eat, pray,
Soldier's
love.
Butt.
Eat, pray, love.
Eat, pray. Pray is the word. Yes, eat, pray, love. Beavers build in New York.
Beavers build in New York.
Damn.
Damn shame.
Beavers. Damn Yankees.
Damn Yankees.
Nice.
Yankees.
Good work.
I got one. I got one.
I love Damn Yankees.
Is it a musical?
I love when a bunch of men are singing.
Huh?
That's my favorite kind of musical. Like a ton of men are all on stage.
Then why do you keep
singing?
Going to strip clubs?
Oh, well, that's a completely unrelated part of my personality. But an important part of my personality.
Procession at a canine wedding.
Procession.
Father the bride.
Procession.
Okay, sure.
Procession at
dog,
a canine
five,
wedding. Dog day afternoon, dog.
Procession. What's another? Okay, so
my best dog's wedding. Runaway dog.
Procession.
My best dog's wedding is amazing.
Sandy, is procession the word that we're queuing into here?
Yeah, procession's not quite a synonym for the word I'm looking for, but where does the procession take place? What part of the room?
Aisle.
Go on.
Aisle. I'll be home.
I'll be home for dogmas. Aisle of dogs.
Isle of Dogs.
Nice.
Isle of Dogs.
Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
I liked it.
Yeah. This one is a little hometown pride. Northwestern's time atop the college rankings.
Northwestern's time. Wildcats? No.
Northwestern's
mascot?
It's also an album as well as a movie.
Album.
Northwestern's time atop the top. Say that one more time.
Northwestern's time atop the college rankings.
Father, and this is Father of the Bride.
And it's also an album. I want to say
it's a movie.
The Marshall Mathers EP.
So Northwestern is famously what
Chicago?
Color?
Purple.
Purple Rose of Cairo. Purple. The color purple.
The color, purple.
Look.
Purple rain.
Purple rain. See, they rain. They rain on top.
They rain
on
the top.
You got it?
Yeah. I see.
Yeah, there it is.
I
the
see.
Waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Okay, so the rest of these are ones that I got from people on Twitter. I put this theme out on Twitter and a lot of people responded.
So. Ah, so Sandy, you've begun to
subcontract
what we do, which is run out of riddles and then have our fans write them for us. Very smart. Very smart.
Very savvy.
Yeah. Okay, so this...
Same type of game?
It's exactly the same. I just want to give some credit to each one. So this is from Daniel. Conflicts between Ringo and Special Prosecutor Ken.
Oh, what is happening here? Barbie Beatles?
Rock star. Pop star.
Confessions of a Teenage
Who's
Drama
Ken?
Ken Starr was the Clinton prosecutor.
Uh-huh. So if it's a conflict...
Laugh.
From Ken to Jim, what's the...
What is the other one? Ringo?
Ringo. Star Wars.
Heard of it.
Something with Ken?
We're done. You got
Star
Wars?
Yeah.
Oh, Ringo.
It's Ringo and Ken.
Star. Ringo Star is his name.
Yeah, they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So, naturalized. This is from Adam. Naturalized walking stick.
I did not have sex with that monkey.
Naturalized walking stick.
Naturalized walking
stick? Citizen Kane.
That's so good.
That's it.
Adol. Citizen Kane. Turn off your brain. You know that thing where I hit you in the head and you're bad at these for a couple minutes?
Yeah, doctor said I have 10 concussions.
Hey,
no,
Spider-Man.
You're remembering that wrong from all those concussions.
Turn off the dark, my man.
Doorframe is from PG. Doorframe on a rocket.
Doorframe on a rocket.
Gravity.
What would be another name for a lean-to? A doorframe?
That's another word for a doorframe.
I don't know.
Entryway.
Doorframe.
Doorframe on a rocket.
Doorframe on a rocket. I
threshold.
I know it's serious.
Something ship.
Well, no.
No.
Space Jam.
Space.
Space Jam.
Jam. Jam.
Jam with a B.
Jam. Yeah. Space Jam. That's
Space
it.
Jam.
Remember,
Space
remember that movie?
In
space,
so fun.
In space, no one can hear you, Jam.
Yep. From Michael, thieves that also stole parsley, sage, and rosemary.
King.
Okay, those are all spices, right?
Spice robbers.
Well, not only are they all spices, but they're all part of a quartet of spices. So what's left? Parsley, sage, and rosemary.
Thyme. Thyme bandits.
Thyme bandits.
That's amazing.
Fun.
Biography.
Who did this one?
Thank you. Sabin. Biography of a cobbler.
Fuck you, Saban.
Nick Saban, you piece of shit college
biography
coach.
Biography of a...
I'm sorry, I missed it. Biography of a...
Cobbler.
Cobbler. Pie.
Biography of a... Shoe story.
Not that kind of
shoe cobbler.
The first
pie? American Pie.
Biography. Pie means,
but no,
Life of Pie.
There
life
it is.
Of pie.
Life of Pie.
All right. From
These are
Jen.
Tricky.
From Jen, we have Oolong Online.
T-site. T-web. T
internet
Oolong online.
I like this one.
Online.
Dr. T and the website.
So
Oolong?
Oolong online.
You've got mail.
Safari. T Safari. T.
So what do you call something that's like an online version of something? What do you say before it?
www.
Web.
World Wide Web.
So like if you're sending letters online, they are not mail, they are
email.
E-T. Wow, that's good.
That's such a good one.
Isn't that good?
Who did that one?
That was Jen.
Oh, I love that one.
Jen.
Well
fight
done.
Me. Fucking fight me.
Jen.
Fight me, Jen.
So
fight
I can
me.
Be close to you, Jen.
Jen, just to feel your hands.
I want to be
punching
bruised
my body.
By you, Jen. Ooh, fucking fight me.
Jen, beat me. Beat the shit out of me, Jen.
This got so weird. I'm so sorry, you guys. I think that one's my fault.
Reptiles cover a flat grassland from Marika.
Reptiles? Cover a flat grassland.
Desert.
Flat grassland?
Flat grass.
Plain.
Plain.
Plain white T's.
Go on.
Rexes. Plain white T-Rexes.
Go on. So
snakes on a plane.
There it
snakes
is.
On a plane.
Nice.
JVC.
I love it.
Are snakes from, reptiles?
Yeah, I saw that in theaters.
So is your butt.
Aren't they?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Sure. I mean, they're not fungi. They're not mammals. What
I'm
else?
A fungi.
Is there anything less? All right. What the wind did at a swimming hole.
What the wind did at a swimming hole.
Twist.
A swimming hole.
From Krista.
What the wind did at
ripple?
A swimming
oh,
hole.
Oh,
causing waves.
No, I know this.
Oh, wait. Aaron knows it. Let's stop. Just
no,
wait.
No.
Let's all look at Aaron.
Now
let's all look at
Aaron.
Let's all look at Aaron.
Anymore.
And,
now I can't
okay,
sneeze
Aaron's
anymore.
Okay, Aaron's got it. Here
can
we go.
Can you say it one more time,
on
Sandy?
One, two, three.
What the wind did at a swimming hole.
What the wind did at a swimming hole. Boop, 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 boop.
The real movie came out in... Boom, boom, boom. Did not know.
So,
I've never seen it.
What's another word
Echo,
for swimming
bluster,
hole?
Swimming hole. Pond? On Golden Pond?
1980, and the sequel was 1991.
There's a sequel.
Alien.
It
what does wind do except for blow? Mm.
That's
blow.
Well, what it did.
What it did. Blue.
Blue. Blown.
Blue Jasmine.
Blue Jasmine.
Blue Jasmine. Blue Waters. 1980.
Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon.
Aaron got it.
With a little help from our friends.
Guy who, Ringo Star Wars.
Got a few more. Guy who has a possession. Guy who has possession of a visibly embarrassed star of adventures in babysitting. This is from Ryan.
What?
Can you say that one more time?
Guy who has possession of a visibly embarrassed star of adventures in babysitting.
Elizabeth Shoe owner?
Shy, visibly embarrassed.
Yeah.
Who is, I don't know, the star of adventures.
Elizabeth Shoe?
Mm-hmm. Was it Elizabeth Shoe?
Yeah.
So it's the owner of Elizabeth Shoe, but she's visibly embarrassed.
Yeah.
Shy Shoe?
So if
Red Shoe. Red Shoe Diaries. Red Shoe.
Red Shoes, right?
Red
the
Shoe.
The Red Shoes.
The Red Shoes, Martin Scorsese's favorite film.
Oh no, it's not. It's a movie with the title we maybe don't know this movie.
Red Shoe.
No, we got it. Red Shoes of Cairo.
It's with Tom Hanks.
Oh.
1985.
Yeah, Sleepless in the Red Shoe.
Philadelphia Red Shoe version.
It's the man
Turner
with
and red
one
shoes.
Red Shoe away.
The man with one
man
red
with
shoe.
One red shoe.
I don't know that one.
I don't
know that movie.
No.
Big Red Shoe.
It's 47 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Red Shoe
and
Hooch.
All right. PG, erotic recordings developed in alkaline solutions.
Fuck batteries.
Erotic recordings?
So you've seen my script.
ASMR.
Snuff.
Alkaline erotic. Solutions.
Battery juice.
Alkaline solutions would be...
acids.
Salt water?
It's like an acid.
Acid? It's like an acid. Poison.
Solutions.
Acid. Poison.
Acid.
Erosion. Mercury.
Erotic what?
Erotic recordings developed in alkaline solutions.
Sexualized in videotape.
You got it.
Nice.
There it is. All right, last one. Uh-huh. This is my favorite from Violet. Angry Apple computers.
Mad Max.
Boom.
Boom. Mad
That's
Max
such a
rules.
Good one.
That's from who?
Violet.
Violet.
Violet. Well done, Violet.
Well
Violet,
done.
You're turning Violet.
I want you to find me, Violet, wherever I am in the world and just beat the crap
just
out of me.
Fucking fight me. Our fans can fucking fight me.
Sandy, these are amazing.
Sandy, these were so great. Thank you so much to all of the contributors.
Anything to plug?
Oh, yeah. What are you up to?
Yeah, you can always find me on Twitter at PZLR. I post puzzles there every day, every weekday. And then mysteryleague.com is where you can learn about all the games that I make, which are available for corporate team building. If you're in Chicago, you should check out the Escapes Outpost in the basement of the Games Cafe, where The Last Defender is being run, as well as Nova to Lodestar, which is a new game that we've made.
Hell yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And where can people buy Sandbox shirts?
Mm-hmm.
You open up the trunk of your car and you showed us you
That's
had
right.
too many.
I have one. I'm wearing it. I've been wearing it for a year, waiting for people to ask me to. So well, you can perfect. Buy that for $1,000.
Perfect. Awesome.
And let me just say, it stinks.
Please Sandy, take it off me.
Thank you so much. We're going to put you back inside this bottle. We're going to cork it up, and we're going to toss Sandy into the ocean.
And if we're meant to find him again, then we'll find him again.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Sandy. Have fun in hell, motherfucker.
Bye, Sandy.
He's with his son.
A fan drew. You know what? Let me look it up because it's important.
A fan drew.
So a fan drew, and that's all we'll hear of that until later.
Okay,
Adel, you have anything to plug?
Yes, I want to say to check out Magic Tavern has a bunch of content at Stitcher Premium. We have Offices and Bosses Season 3. We have a Spintax series. We have a board game series called Earth Games, where we play Earth games. One of the guests is our own Aaron Keefe. Aaron, what did we play? We played something. We played Clue? No, Monopoly? I can't remember.
Oh, with me?
Yeah.
We played Life.
We played the game of Life.
And Momo was an athlete.
Momo was an athlete. So
and we played Scattergories.
And Scattergories. So Aaron's on two episodes. I forgot. So please check out that. It's on Stitcher Premium. I also want to give a quick shout out to the Instagram for my kippies. That's Fries and Brisket. The Instagram handle is Fries and Brisket. My girlfriend Gemma runs that account, and you can slowly see Brisket, our newer kitten, getting fatter and fatter.
Getting fatter. This is a note about Sandy. So a fan, their Twitter handle is Moxie Bottle. They drew us as the Heathers, which is hysterical.
Oh, I love that piece of art.
But
that
is very then fun. A listener named My Name Is Grant said, "I think that makes Sandy Veronica, and that feels right." And that made me laugh.
That's
really
fantastic.
Hard. I was like, oh my God, we just corrupt Sandy.
JP, anything you want to plug?
You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. I will never tweet anything funny, but I will scream at liberals. So if you enjoy that, that's where you can find me.
That's just the internet now.
Uh-huh.
Follow me, Aaron Keefe, too, on Twitter, and Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. And watch my web series. It's called Welcome Back. You can find the link in my bio on my Instagram, or just type in Welcome Back Aaron Keefe into YouTube, and you can see all the episodes.
And again, I just want to give a straight-up shout-out to Damien from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Damien, thank you so much for submitting
the
these.
The entire episode of Riddles.
These were fun.
Did I ever tell you guys where my home planet is?
Oh, where is it? Well, can I guess?
Well, let me guess first. Pluto.
No.
Not a planet.
Jupiter?
Yeah, Jupiter.
Wow, second guess.
I'll be at it. Bye forever.
I guess it's just me. What do we talk about now?
Casey, cut it.
Huh?
Play the music over this, Casey.
I have so much to say.
No, you don't.
I have ideas for podcasts.
Unplug was the unplug.
What if there's a podcast? Unplug
Jupiter, bye forever.
It's three friends talking about movies.
And John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.